General Tahiri managed a simultaneously sad and polite smile, heaved a sigh, and gently patted Baba's shoulder. Zindagi migzara, he said. Life goes on. He turned his eyes to me. We Afghans are prone to a considerable degree of exaggeration, Bachim, and I have heard many men foolishly labeled great. But your father has the distinction of belonging to the minority who truly deserves the label. This little speech sounded to me the way his suit looked, often used and unnaturally shiny. You're flattering me, Baba said. I am not, the general said, tilting his head sideways and pressing his hand to his chest to convey humility. Boys and girls must know the legacy of their fathers. Do you appreciate your father, Bachim? Do you really appreciate him? Bale, General Sahib, I do, I said, wishing he would not call me my child. Then congratulations, he said. You are already halfway to being a man. He said this with no trace of humor, no irony, the compliment of the casually arrogant. Padarjan, you forgot your tea. A young woman's voice. She was standing behind us, a slim-hipped beauty with velvety coal-black hair, an open thermos and styrofoam cup in her hand. I blinked, my heart quickening. She had thick black eyebrows that touched in the middle like the arched wings of a flying bird, and the gracefully hooked nose of a princess from old Persia. Maybe that of Tahmina, Rostam's wife and Sohrab's mother from the Shahnama. Her eyes, walnut brown and shaded by fanned lashes, met mine. Held for a moment, flew away. You are so kind, my dear, General Tahiri said. He took the cup from her. Before she turned to go, I saw she had a brown sickle-shaped birthmark on the smooth skin just above her left jawline. She walked to a dull gray van 2 aisles away and put the thermos inside. Her hair spilled to one side when she kneeled amid boxes of old records and paperbacks. My daughter, Soraya John, General Tahiri said. He took a deep breath like a man eager to change the subject and checked his gold pocket watch. Well, time to go and set up. He and Baba kissed on the cheek, and he shook my hand with both of his. Best of luck with the writing, he said, looking me in the eye. His pale blue eyes revealed nothing of the thoughts behind them. For the rest of that day, I fought the urge to look toward the gray van. It came to me on our way home. Tahiri. I knew I'd heard that name before. Wasn't there some story floating around about Tahiri's daughter? I said to Baba, trying to sound casual. You know me, Baba said, inching the bus along the queue exiting the flea market. Talk turns to gossip, and I walk away. But there was, wasn't there? I said. Why do you ask? He was looking at me coyly. I shrugged and fought back a smile. Just curious, Baba. Really? Is that all? He said, his eyes playful, lingering on mine. Has she made an impression on you? I rolled my eyes. Please, Baba. He smiled and swung the bus out of the flea market. We headed for Highway 680. We drove in silence for a while. All I've heard is that there was a man once, and things didn't go well. He said this gravely, like he had disclosed to me that she had breast cancer. Oh, I said. I hear she's a decent girl, hard-working and kind. But no khastegars, no suitors, have knocked on the general's door since. Baba sighed. It may be unfair, but what happens in a few days, sometimes even a single day, can change the course of a whole lifetime, Amir, he said. Lying awake in bed that night, I thought of Soraya Tahiri's sickle-shaped birthmark, her gently hooked nose, and the way her luminous eyes had fleetingly held mine. My heart stuttered at the thought of her, Soraya Tahiri, my swap-meet princess.